Well, back when I was doing the breakfast show, I used to drive in every morning past Parkside Pool early as heck and look at all the swimmers who were in there practicing already. And then in the spring, I used to remark how they've all disappeared now the weather's turned nice. I was prompted by the fact that they've all gone off to the rivers at that point. Well, there's a team going to be swimming the channel in a relay, and that's involving a Cambridge lady, Sarah Proven. She joins me from Team Gorilla. She's on the line now. Sarah, very good afternoon. I've got to say, I'm not a strong swimmer. This is way out of my field. You are one of these people that I might have driven by on the way into Cambridge in the mornings, though.
Well, I might not have been one of the swimmers in the water, but certainly my daughter was in the water. I would have been one of the mothers taking the swimmers. But I am a regular river swimmer. I love the sea. This to me is an adventure. I am by far the oldest person on this team, believe it or not, but I'm confident that I will get there. I've been swimming nearly all my life. Love it. Love the water. I would suggest anybody, you know, any parent, you've got to get your child in the water. Mm. It's an essential skill, honestly.
It is. That's,
so,
yeah.
It's amazing. Indeed. And it's so good. The thing that I discover when I'm there with the team, how everybody absolutely loves it. We love being in the water. So
let's talk about this. What exactly is it you're going to be doing in June?
So it's in a month's time. It's very close. We will be called up. We have a window of about 5 days, and we will be called up to say your time is now. The conditions in the channel are good. We have to go as soon as we can. So we will leg it down to Dover, jump into our boat, and we have a pilot, and we will start off from Dover, and rotating every hour, we will be swimming as a relay. We will have an order, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and we've got to stick to that order. If number three flails and says, "Oh, I don't think I feel like swimming now," the whole session will be aborted. So we have to make sure that we're as a team, and if number three flails, we just push number three in and just get on with it.
My goodness. You can't be approaching this lightly. You've said you've swum all your life. How long has this been in the doing?
So it's been in the pipeline since about November last year. Well, earlier than that. I swam the Solent in September.
Right.
That was my big thing, and I loved it so much that one of the ladies I was swimming that with, again, it was with Aspire, which is the charity that I'm raising funds for. It's spinal cord injury, and a number of spinal cord injured people are swimming as well.
Right.
They're big swimmers, so it's a fantastic charity. But one of the women who was swimming the Solent with me, she'd just done the channel. A channel relay. So I was like, "Oh, that sounds interesting." So I sort of asked around, and I got picked to join Aspire's relay team. We're one of the earlier ones, and so I've been pretty much training since then. We've been indoor in the Addenbrookes pool a lot of the winter, but also swimming in the river, swimming in the sea, and now we swim in the Lido.
I mean, it must be about
17 to 19 degrees. So it's warmer than the channel will be.
I was going to say, when you do the channel, I mean, are you going to be in dry suits, wet suits, or is this just a swimming costume?
Part of the rules that were set nearly 150 years ago when Matthew Webb was the first person to swim across the channel, he did it just in a swimsuit. So he's made all the other people who do it after him do it in a swimsuit. There's no neoprene. So we all just have one cap and goggles, and in we jump.
That's a great challenge for the human body to do, isn't it? Because that water
is
not
a huge challenge. The temperature's not ridiculous. I mean, it's 16 to 19 degrees what we're expecting in the channel. We have to do a qualifying swim before we go, so that they're sure that that we can do it. The Channel Swimming Association. And that has to be below 16 degrees. It has to be an hour and a half swim and then out for an hour and then back in for an hour below 16 degrees. So they have to know that we can do that. So so the temperature in the channel will be 16 to 19 over the summer.
Okay. And I mean, the other thing that strikes me about the channel, and I'm sure it's come to your attention too, is it's a very busy, I think it's one of the world's busiest waterways, isn't it? I mean,
huge shipping lane. And what happens is we have a swimming lane, and on either side of us are huge, are the shipping lanes. So we've got the ferries, we've got everybody chuntering backwards and forwards next to us, and they because they're going up and down and we're going up and down, they knock all the jellyfish into the swimming channel, so we have to put up with the jellyfish.
Oh my goodness, there's Portuguese men of war and things in that, because I used to live in Broadstairs. I've seen those
but jellyfish sting.
Yeah. My goodness,
and you haven't got a wetsuit to protect yourself, so you're literally swimming with, and the swimsuit has to be your normal swimsuit. You can't have anything longer than you know, down to your knee or anything.
Oh my goodness, so. Me. Right. Now you mentioned there that the charity Aspire. Let's talk about Aspire. What is it that they do exactly, and why are you so keen to support?
Aspire supports people who have spinal cord injuries, which, when you think of it, I mean, get there, but for the great grace of God, go any of us. It's within a blink of an eye and your entire world is turned upside down. So they help support them. They find housing, and all the money is spent on that, and it'll be spent straight away. So anything from about £25, you could buy special grips for cups and glasses for a household in an Aspire house to use. Or you can get thermostatic temperature controlled showers in an Aspire house, because you can't feel the temperature and you could get scalded. Oh. It's a fantastic little charity. And they've been there with us in Dover. They've helped us. They've got us pilots. They've done all the bureaucracy for us. They help us train. They make sure that we're, you know, and they're just amazing. I've been so impressed with them. And all the work, all the money that is donated will go straight into their charity.
Okay. I mean, I love the way that you're talking about this as well, because it's swimming the channel. I can imagine there are a number of people who are keen swimmers who go, oh yes, I'm going to go and swim the channel. It is not something you do lightly, is it? And so to have an
really
organisation like this,
who've
got it covered and can provide you that framework. I mean, are you daunted, or are you just, I mean, you sound like you're just looking forward to a good swim.
No, I mean, I'm nervous. I'm very excited, but I've got, you know, with a healthy dose of trepidation, I'd say. But I think the first time when we were in Dover a couple of weeks ago, and the first swim, we were all nervous. But then after that, we all said we loved the other swims. So I think you've got to train. You've got to be a good swimmer. You've got to get beyond the breaststroke flapping about, but at least two in our team are recent swimmers. They've recently learned how to swim
really
well. I really take my hat off to them. They are amazing. We are a good team. We've really gelled, and we'll get there.
Fantastic. Now, if people are hearing this and thinking, well, I want to support this, what is there a Just Giving page or something like that people can do?
Just Giving page. My name is Sarah Proven, Provan. So if you go Sarah-Proven1, you will find all the details. So please do support Aspire, because it's a fantastic little charity. They're the ones who are really behind us in all of this, and they're going to get us to France, quite honestly.
Amazing. How much are you looking to raise?
So I've got a target of just under 3,000. I've just past 2,000 today. So please just get giving and help me get to my target. That would be fantastic.
You're obviously well on the way with this. And if once this is done, then do you then go hang up and go, right, that's it, fine, I've done that? Or have you got something else in mind?
Well, I've got something else in the pipelines, which is also very exciting. It's the Scilly Isles in September, again with Aspire. And we'll be swimming from island to island. And that's on my Just Giving page. And you'll be able to find out all about that. And honestly, if anybody wants to do anything like that, or a big swim or a challenge like that, you know, do look up the Aspire page, because they offer some fantastic swims that you can do. Just like I did. I did the Solent in September. And I think, you know, go with them. Honestly, they get you support. I had a kayaker when I was going over to the Solent who was so useful. I don't think I could have done it without Pete. He was like, you're nearly there, you're nearly there. I'm not nearly there.
You fell for that one, did you?
He was amazing. Yeah, he was brilliant.
Now, obviously, you've said that swimming is in your family, because you mentioned that you're up early taking your daughter to Parkside Pool. But are the family going to be around to support you? Are they going to be on the pilot's boat, or are they just going to go catch the ferry across to France and beat you to it?
Well, I think they might be in Dover, or again, they might not. But I'm hoping that at least after a good sort of almost 24 hours without sleeping, somebody will be able to drive me home, because I don't think I'll be capable. Bless you. It's not a great spectator sport, I have to say. They won't be seeing much. The boat is small. If we're lucky, we'll have room for one of us to sleep every so often. And once we get to France, depending on the route and how fast we are, because the tides will sweep you. You can be 6 hours swimming parallel to France, and you can't get to the coastline. So depending on how fast we are, we might get to the Cape, which is, and then one person, the last person who gets there will just have to touch a rock and swim back, and then we just have to come back. If we land on a beach, the French authorities will only allow us to stay there for 10 minutes. So my initial plans of hanging out on the beach with a barbecue and, you know, having fun and a party, no. Oh, 10 minutes and you're sent off again. So, but it's going to be fun, and it's going to be, I mean, it's all about the swimming. It's all about the swimming.
It's all about the swimming, and it's all about raising some great funds for and a great charity as well. Listen, you wouldn't get me within 100 miles of the place. My swimming would not be good. It wouldn't be pretty. You'd just see, I'm better going up and down in the water than I am going along.
Oh, but at least you go in the water. That's the essential part.
Absolutely. But I wish you all the best, you and all your team, Team Gorilla. Sarah Proven, thank you so much indeed for coming on. Good luck.
Thank you very much.